Pat Stein, the Director of Golf Operations at Wild Rock Golf Club in the beautiful Wisconsin Dells area. And Pat, Happy New Year and welcome back to Golfers on Golf.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you.
I know that last year, we can now say last year was a crazy year. I know it probably started slow for you up there, and then the golf craze hit during the pandemic. That's not quite over yet, but tell us how what you're maybe looking forward to here, 2021.
2020, man, what a year. You know, our golf season, I would say, in the Dells area really didn't start until mid-June, until after the town really got opened back up, the resort got opened back up. And then once that happened, man, boy, it was a busy year. Golfers, both ones we hadn't seen in a long time or a seen period, and you know, familiar faces. You know, it was just great golf season. It just kept going. You know, we played the latest we ever played until third week in November. We'd never been open that late, and we just kept going, and probably could have even gone a little farther with the good weather we had in December. But it was just a great year, a lot different outcome than I totally expected back in March when things were kind of on lockdown and all that kind of stuff. And I think going into this year, 21, I don't see why it is going to be any different. I think, you know, even with COVID, hopefully with the vaccination kind of putting, you know, COVID kind of into check, you know, we've introduced so many new players and got people back that had kind of maybe put golf on the shelf and got them back playing back again. So I think, I think 21 is going to be another great year for golf all over the place.
Pat, I know a lot of people whose biggest complaint this last year was they couldn't get out and golf enough because everybody was, and there was days they could go play and they couldn't get a tee time. So if there's some people who, as COVID relaxes a little bit and everybody gets their vaccine, go back to some other activities, I think there's going to be people that did not get out enough in 2020 and are going to want to play more, and maybe they'll take some of those tee times. But tell us a little bit about Wild Rock. You've got some architects that are known for some work in Wisconsin, maybe a little closer to Milwaukee over at Erin Hills. But people see a U.S. Open and a U.S. Amateur, and it brings them a little notoriety. But they didn't leave the state of Wisconsin until they came over and really designed a beautiful golf course over at your place. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Wild Rock. So, yeah, we opened Wild Rock in 2008. Actually, Herzen and Fry was just finishing construction on Erin Hills when they started here at Wild Rock. So kind of in a little overlap there. So there's definitely some points on the golf course that where you have the similar feel between the architects, you know, their styles and that, you know, bunkering, green complexes. But, yeah, Wild Rock, just an amazing piece of land. There's, you know, our sixth hole, par five, looking out over the Baraboo Bluffs. You can see from those tees probably 30, 40 miles. It's just an amazing view, a deep one of those spots that if I would just take you and put you out there, your first guess would not be that you're in Wisconsin Dells. And just a lot of different styles. The golf course plays through those elevation changes, holes 6 through 13, and then once you get into holes 14 through 16 there, you play through an old stone quarry, and then, you know, the golf 17 through, you know, holes 1 through 4, kind of more of that open field, kind of the Wisconsin through the woods type feel that you kind of would expect at a Wisconsin golf course. So it's no two holes are the same, and, you know, you have a different feel the whole time you're out there depending on the hole. So it's a very unique layout that way.
Pat, I was going to say, don't you just love it when people probably think, oh, yeah, you're in Wisconsin, just a nice little flat piece of ground. You know, in between some, you know, some farms and cornfields and things like that. And then you're probably tempted to want to show them pictures right away. And they go, oh, that's Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There are people that are just amazed with, they're like, come in and they're, wow, that was totally not. You know, we knew there were elevation changes, but that was not what we expected. So, yeah, it is always fun to hear that reaction when people come in.
Well, Pat, I know some courses will claim they have a signature hole, but I know architects like to say we love all 18 holes. But tell us about a couple of the holes at Wild Rock that probably draw the most conversation, or at least the ones where golfers more often than not stop, pull out their phones and cameras and get a picture for their social media page.
Yeah, absolutely. Two holes come to mind. Number six, like we talked about earlier, with just the background and just an amazing par five, is just spectacular views off the tee, just a fun hole. And then number 15, it's a par three, about 150 yards. It's an old stone, part of the stone quarry that was on the property. And basically, when they designed the golf hole, they just took the land as was. It was basically a golf hole from when they were taking stone out of the area. And it just, we did very little movement of soil on that hole. And it's such a neat hole because it is what it is. You're playing your tee shot over the old quarry onto to the green, and it's a natural golf hole. It's really neat.
See on your website that you've wasted no time getting ready for the year ahead, and your 2021 golf passes are on sale already.
Yeah, we do a nice promotion now through the middle of April. We give people a chance to play, come to Wild Rock at a reduced rate, $59, get you 18 holes with a cart Sunday through Thursday, and that is valid any time during the season. They can be redeemed. So if you know you're coming to the area, it's a great way to play Wild Rock at a reduced rate.
And you've got some accommodations close by. Tell us a little bit about the Wilderness Resort.
Yeah, absolutely. We're located at the Wilderness Resort, right on the property. Offer a great golf package that includes accommodations here at the resort. We've got hotel rooms, condos, villas, cabins, you name it. We've also have a package with our spa, Sundara, that's right here on the property. In fact, you can see the spa right here from the golf course. So a lot of different options, and, you know, for someone that wants to come up, whether it's for the guys' trip, husband, wife, you know, we can kind of cover whatever your needs are. So, and the nice part about it too is that once you get here, you can park your car, and we have transportation throughout the resort. So, you know, let us take care of you once you get here, and you're ready to go and play golf and relax and get away.
Well, I'm looking at food and beverage and Sorrento's Italian Restaurant and Pizzeria. I'll tell you what, you mentioned good pizza, and you'll have some people from Chicago on the way there.
Yeah, we do have some nice dining options. We have Fields, which is a premier steakhouse right here on property, along with Sorrento's, which does, like you said, Italian, both just great options for golf or dining after golf. And like I say, have a little nightlife and kicking back and relaxing and talking about your round and all the good things you did and all the things you could have done better.
Well, it's always fun to get up to Wisconsin and enjoy the Dells area in general. Great golf, multiple courses, multiple resorts. I even noticed when I had some elevation at your course, you could look out in the distance and look like you had a pretty big roller coaster out there in the distance as well that would stack right up with anything we'd find around the country.
Yeah, you know, with the Dells, there's definitely something to do for everyone and every part of your family. So it's not just water park or golf destination. It's destination for the whole family and fun to be had for everybody. So,
well, Pat, finally in closing, give us the website information, the phone number, and how people can start making some plans to head north to the Wisconsin Dells area and come and see Wilderness Resort and the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Wisconsin Dells in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. Wild Rock, our website is wildrockgolf.com. Phone number here to the golf course is 608-253-4653, and we will be starting to take tee times here in the next couple of weeks, by the end of January, for everyone looking to get things kind of planned out for 2001. So looking forward to getting going on that 21 season, and hopefully it's not that far away now.